Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A major development in the Ukraine war by Russia against a small country who had not provoked it in any respect. Germany just announced that it has intercepted communications, Russian communications among their soldiers about the massacre, the genocide at Bucha, the killings and torturing of civilians. And these soldiers were joking about it, and they were discussing it, and it turns out it was not a rogue operation. It was a deliberate operation designed to foment terror in the civilian population and destroy their morale. You'll remember that Putin ordered 1,000 members of the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group, despite its name, is not a German group. It's the Ruskies, the Nazi Ruskies. It's a mercenary force for hire by one of the oligarchs who's one of the closest people to Putin. And they are hired by African and other unstable governments to come in and murder their political opponents. And in Mali, the country of Mali, which now has become an Islamic country, the guy in charge wants to crack down on his political opponents. So he hired Wagner Group for $10 million plus expenses. These guys come in, they're heavily armed, they're rapists and murderers, that's all they are. And he'll say, okay, here's a village. See this village on the map? They don't vote for me, and there are some opposition political people there, and they go out and they exterminate the village. They walk in, their women and children come up to them, old people, guys. They machine gun them. Then they rape some of the women, and they do this everywhere they go. The reason it's called the Wagner Group is because the head guy, the oligarch who's very, very close to Putin, fancies himself an opera buff. He thinks he's an opera buff. Well, Russia has an opera. Tchaikovsky wrote the music for Eugene Onegin. It's a great opera. I've listened to it. But no, he likes Wagner. Wagner is the one. Wagner was viciously anti-Semitic, German nationalist, going back in German history and culture, 1,000 years or more. A lot of people on stage with helmets and horns and all that, bellowing out with shields and all of this kind of stuff. He's considered a great composer, nevertheless. Mark Twain said about Wagner, Wagner's music is better than it sounds. To me, first of all, his operas are very long. They're about 6 hours long. And secondly, you sit there and you can only be screamed at the top of the lungs by women with helmets and horns and shields for so long. Six hours is a long time. But in any event, this idiot, this murdering thief who deserves to be executed himself, the autocrat, oligarch close to Putin, gets a call from Putin. Putin says, I want 1,000 Wagner mercenaries in Ukraine, and I want them to do to the Ukrainian civilians what they did in Mali. He said, yes, sir. He grinned. He brought them in, and they just go through raping. They'll rape women in front of their husbands and their kids. If the men are off fighting, they'll murder the women and the kids, the old people. This is like a combination of ISIS, the mafia, and the Hell's Angels. These are not human. There should be a contract on every one of them. There should be a directive to our special forces. Anywhere you see somebody in the Wagner Group, kill them. We're not talking about trials. We're not talking about did they have a bad childhood. Kill them. These are Nazi murderers. So this is what's happened, and they have schooled some of the Russian troops in how to do it. And the Russians pull out or go in. They pulled out of Bucha, but they're going in farther in the Donbass region in the east. And they do this to break the will of the civilians. Now, I've got to say something, and I'm getting tired of having to keep saying it. Get Zelensky the planes. get Zelensky the shorter ship missiles, get him the more sophisticated air defense systems, and get him every tank and every Stinger and every Javelin he wants, everything. The people in the EU and the people in our country don't understand, in my view, the gravity of this situation. It is true that Joe Biden has three enemies: Putin, the Republican Party, and Germany. But Putin is the main enemy, Joe. And yes, you will be stabbed in the back by Trump and by Tucker Carlson and by Josh Hawley and the Putin-Trump axis in the Republican Party. Yes, you will. People want leadership. You can't continue to look around and try to evaluate what they're going to do. Yes, Germany is not just wobbly. Germany is a very uncertain partner. Remember something, the German army in the 40s went in and killed millions of people in the Ukraine, far more than Putin is right now. Putin is emulating the Nazi tactics. He's emulating the siege of Leningrad at Mariupol. So, to put this as delicately as I can, there is much less concern in Germany about Ukrainians being killed than there is in the United States. It's not visceral. It's tactical and strategic. So, yeah, you have that. I understand it. But, Joe, here is the thing. Putin's government just said that if Finland applies to to join NATO, there'll be a military response and it will be destroyed. We're talking about Finland. We're talking about Finland. Poland, Slovakia, for instance, said, we'll send our air defense systems to Ukraine, but we want them replaced first. We're going to need them because we think the Ruskies are coming across the border. You got to understand something. Putin is not doing this just to get part of Ukraine. He sees himself as sweeping back into the Warsaw Pact states, all of them, and into Europe and being a big shot again, even though their economy, their culture, and everything has stagnated for 100 years. We've got to stop them in Ukraine. If you don't stop them in Ukraine, the civilians in Moldova will be afraid, and he'll take that over. Then you have you have Poland and Romania. Poland right up against Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Lithuania used to be part of Poland. Back in 1795, Poland was divided up militarily by Prussia, Russia, and Austria. And it hasn't had a moment's peace ever since. Not a moment's peace ever since. And this is what is happening again. So we have the perfect scenario. We don't want nuclear war, of course, but Ukraine are tough fighters. They simply want weapons. Give them the planes. Everybody in the EU and in Biden administration, because they're afraid of being stabbed in the back by Trump and the Putin-Trump axis in the Republican Party, all of them are going, well, we have to be a little careful not to escalate it. What do you mean not to escalate it? They're committing genocide. You don't think that's an escalation? Get them the planes. They'll put in their own no-fly zone. They will take out those ships. It will be the Ukrainians who do it. There's been no threat of nuclear war when we've given them all these other weapons and killed 15,000 of their troops. There was a guy named Tim Snyder, who's a professor at Yale University. He's one of my favorite historians, and he gave an interview yesterday. He said, this has got to end in Russia's military defeat. The West is afraid that somehow that will drive him to use weapons. On the contrary, he has to be afraid of being assassinated and consolidate his own power. And it's only military defeat that'll do it. You got to get them the planes. Please get them the planes. Call your congressman, because if they don't get them the planes, we are going to have a world war. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.